The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
The Sydney are locked into top spot, barring them getting absolutely belted next week against by the Crows, which you'd think unlikely, and the Giants and Port Adelaide having massive wins. The Swans will finish on top. And that's potentially where the Cats have got to go through to the SCG, where they went in the middle of the season, if they had to try and win a second flag in 3 years after missing a gilt-edged opportunity to have second spot. Port Adelaide will play next week against the Dockers in Perth. The Giants will play the Bulldogs in Ballarat. They'll be two very interesting games that the Cats will be monitoring after hopefully beating the West Coast Eagles on Saturday. Lose to the Eagles, and worst case scenario for the Cats is that they will finish fifth and have to host an elimination final. That potentially against a rampaging Hawthorn. Yeah.
You want to steer clear of them.
Surely
at the moment,
they'd be beating West Coast Eagles.
Oh, I would have thought.
Can't beat West Coast at home. They might as well not front up for the finals.
No, the Cats haven't lost four in a season at GMHBA Stadium for over 20 years, so hopefully that won't take place. Hopefully going down to the Geelong Rooms very shortly to have a chat with a vanquished Cat. Will Boddington is down there for AMB Australia Quality Shelving. We'll be talking with him very shortly.
Sure, Will will be really relishing his first foray down to the boundary, having to go into the Cats' room after they've had their pants pulled down. But just to give you an idea, King, of how bad the Cats were in the second half, Sikilda kicked 13.583 in the second half.
Yep.
They didn't pass that in 15 games of the season total in all four quarters.
Mm.
And the Cats have coughed it up in one half.
KFC ex-Benny, I'd love to hear some of the reaction.
I don't know if
from
we want
Cats
to read
fans.
These out, King. We might get sort of thrown off the air. So Bimmy Jartel suggesting that was Geelong to a T. Third quarter was a disgrace. What is said at halftime? Obviously thought they could just walk away with it. It seems to be updating every second, Kingy, the old KFC Twitter. Kerry James, Smugness didn't bring any heat after halftime. So many missed tackles. Second of the ball. Legs might be a bit cooked after the Perth trip. Thank heavens for Brisbane loss. Stanley just an absolute liability, but no other option, I guess. Plucked with the one mark and the rest was a non-contest. Todd Nicolick, how is Mullet in our best side? Bew should be in. Effort was very poor after half time. Holmes thinks he's a good player. Absolutely terrible today. I know he was terrible, but I just love him work on his kicking and inside forward 50. He sometimes doesn't kick to advantage of teammates, but I don't know if he was terrible. Perhaps it wasn't his best game. JDMC suggesting you we dropped this one. Spectacular win last week, then lose to a nothing club. I agree. I thought this was a real danger game for the Cats. Chris at Lion Bear. The last 10 years, there are years when we contend in September and years we make up the numbers. This year, it's the latter, but pretty good during a rebuild. Fair enough. Probably a very good point. I didn't have Geelong being in the conversation for top four at this point of the year either, Kingy. So
no.
The fact that they are there, I just think their midfield is... They're doing well to be where they are. They just don't have a midfield that can match it with good teams, and when it falls away quite badly, and we saw that tonight. Clay at Cassius suggesting, when I die, I need Geelong to lower me to the casket so they let me down one final time. that's my thoughts.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, it is an absolute beauty. Justine got rolled by St Kilda, turning up for 20 minutes in the third and 15 in the last. Worrying how easily we got scored on. That would certainly be a concern, allowing 13 goals in half of footy to a team that's 14th on the ladder. Lots of half efforts to no efforts at all shown. Our inability to control the game over four quarters doesn't make us a contender. James Warren, got bigger things to worry about than the loss. Beat Eagles next week and top four is ours. Mitch Hawley, if we hit Hawkins the way we picked out Wilkie tonight, he'd have kicked 3,456 goals. How does a defensive side kick 13.5 against a supposed top four side? Two steps forward last week, followed by 13 back tonight. Collo and Henry gave it everything. We aren't that good. So plenty of Cats, a bit frustrated, Kingy, and Fairs just put up a little picture of a little meme there of Homer just wandering back into the bushes, which is an accurate depiction of Geelong disappearing, which is actually quite humorous from Fails. So absolutely love that one. But Ollie Henry did struggle tonight, and he played a lot of the game on Wilkie, who dominated. Wilkie, I know he kicks in from full back a little bit, but he had 28 touches. 25 of those were effective. He gained 426 metres for his team, and I can tell you that he took 15 marks. 3 contested, 12 uncontested. Marshall took 7, 3 contested. Jack Steele took 10. Marshall himself had, for a ruckman, he had 28 possessions, 17 contested, 3 tackles, 10 clearances, a goal, and 6 inside 50s. Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good numbers for a ruckman.
Yep.
They're like, they're gun midfielder numbers. That's extraordinary. Anyway, Kingy, the Cat fans are fair to say they're not, they won't be sleeping that well tonight.
No.
Kingy. Have you got a topper on your bed? Do you know what a topper is?
Yes, I do know what it is, but I don't have one.
No. I didn't know what it was until someone at work suggested to me that they were cleaning their they were going to get under their on their topper. Well, goodness me. Anyway, I didn't know. I'd never heard it before. Kingy, I think I need to get one.
Right.
It goes on top of your fader.
In the expert
apparently
chair.
They're quite comfortable.
Thanks to the Sporting Globe. Eat, Drink,
focus.
Sport, Rory Street, Geelong, Troy Selwood. Troy, pick apart that performance. Give Cat fans some positives to start, but also the negatives that Chris Scott will be working on with his coaching staff ahead of a clash with the Eagles next week.
Well, I said it a few times throughout the call. It's all about mindset and between the ears, really. Like, that first half by the Cats, so much. Like, Benny and I did the halftime wrap, and there was lots of positives, whether it be individual performances or the way in which they were getting after St Kilda when the opposition had the footy, and then the way they were flicking the ball around, and some of the I guess creative play by some of the Cats, quicker outside players as well. There was lots to like in that first half, but just good teams don't do what took place in the second half. They were allowed to be outworked. And the way in which St Kilda were able to move that footy in that second half, and it started right from the, I think it was the first minutes, they scored two goals within the first minute out of centre bounce, far too easy. And then from there, I think we spoke about just off air, St Kilda took 100 marks in just three quarters of footy. Wow. From the second quarter onwards. They just owned the footy, made Geelong just defend. And Geelong were just consistently all over the ground. They were a metre, 2 metres, 3 metres off and pointing, directing and looking at each other thinking, why don't you have him? When it's time for everyone just to man up, be hard to play against. And as we said early in the game, they were forcing St Kilda long down the line. That just didn't happen in that second half.
We're hoping to go down to the Cats rooms. We just haven't got any word down there yet whether we're having a chat with one of the players. Hopefully we are. Yeah.
What'd you make of, there's a little bit of chat there on the Triple X, Troy, of Mullen.
Triple X.
Yeah.
He tagged Hill. Hill only had 10 possessions, kicked one goal, but he was pretty only 6 effective. But just the thoughts on, I mean, they're probably playing Mullen over abuse.
Yeah, I get it, and I understand maybe some frustration from Cats fans that from a creative and an attack perspective, they're not getting much out of Mullen, and he's looking a little bit pressured with the ball in his hand at times. Some of his kicking is a bit skew-if. You can't fault his defensive application today. I thought he was really disciplined, and it's a job that's pretty foreign to him playing as a defensive forward. So I'll say I thought he did a great job in terms of that, but wasn't able to provide a whole lot outside of that run, that dash off across the wing in the second quarter. He'll come under consideration as to what they do heading into the finals. There were a few young fellas that became quiet as the game went on. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at selection heading into next week, because they're obviously going to want to. I think everybody after that performance is going to want to be putting their hand up. No one wants to be rested, obviously, with the week bye afterwards. So you would imagine that Geelong are going to be trying to play their best side heading into the finals. The makeup of that is Mullen, Buse, I get it. It'll be really interesting to follow the VFL game tomorrow at Sandringham. And
well, it'll be interesting to see if they actually hold anybody out.
Yep.
With the 6-day turn. I know it's probably be different if it was 5, but even 6, you might go, do you know what?
Yeah.
The issue is going to be is that a lot of those blokes that were emergencies for the VFL have played local footy today.
Yeah, yeah.
And the VFL need to win to try and get top four. There might be a few things they've got to factor in.
There's a fair bit of play, isn't there, that'll have to have a think about overnight. But I'd imagine if I was a player, I would be saying, and they were thinking about holding me over, I'd actually be saying to the coaching staff and selectors, I want to be playing tomorrow. I want to be putting my best foot forward. If I was Jed Buse, I'd be saying I'm playing against St Kilda, against Sandringham, and I want to force my way back into this team.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.